Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey, the Life Development Podcast, where our focus is intentional time. My name is Corey James, but as friends, as family, as members of this community, you can call me Corey J. And this is episode 93, entitled Mastery of Failing Forward. So this week I'm doing the Mastery series. And I've been talking about different approaches to mastery. Not about specifically having mastered these things already, but about the pursuit of mastery. And I came across this quote by Michelangelo. And it is, "If people knew how hard I worked to achieve my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful at all." Again, if people knew how hard I worked to achieve my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful at all. And we see it all the time. A person does something unfamiliar to us and makes it look effortless. Like they look so natural and so free creating the painting or performing the song or lifting the weight that it feels out of reach for us to even dream of that being our realities. But what we don't see are the countless hours leading up to it. What we don't see is the relentlessness needed that pushed them past the blood, the sweat, the tears, and the false starts towards where we currently praise them. We romanticize the final result, but try to cheat the process with diets, with shortcuts, with get-rich-quick schemes. But the joy is in the journey. Literally, the J-O-Y is in the journey. So trying to escape or cut out the journey is a disservice to us, into our higher selves, into our mindsets, into our greater well-being. It's a disservice to our pursuit of mastery if mastery is truly what we are seeking. And here's a newsflash for anybody who's just now starting that journey, or who's already even in that journey. There is no shortcut to your goals. The closest thing to a shortcut is consistency, which is a marathon approach by nature, because you have to be consistent to have consistency. You have to continuously pursue that goal. And the sooner you commit to doing everything possible for as long as it takes, the closer you are to actualizing your goals. This is the mastery of failing forward. It's full of skinned knees, bruises, lost sleep, late nights, early mornings, burned meals, tasks that you don't feel comfortable with, things that are outside of your comfort zone. And then one day, voila, one day it starts to click. There's a small flash of brilliance. Your muscle memory kicks in. You remember, oh, that didn't work last time, so let me do this differently instead. You speak a little bit more kindly so that you're heard more clearly, and listen more intently so that you're present. See, mastery of failing forward really boils down to a commitment to your destination, despite the detours. It's a commitment to your destination even when the road is lonely. It's a commitment to your destination even when your passengers don't understand your drive. It's the commitment to being clocked in towards your goals, against all odds, and focused, hyper-focused even, on the mastery of failing, specifically failing forward. Now, as I said in the beginning, my name is Corey James, but you can call me Corey J, and it is a great pleasure and honor to be able to speak to you, and in some cases to speak for you, and ideally to speak into your life, because when you seek the mastery of failing forward, doors begin to open that you could not have even imagined. Opportunities present themselves that you would have overlooked and said, that's too far outside of my wheelhouse. I don't know if that's for me. When you commit to the mastery of failing forward, life is then seen as happening for you, despite the fact that it already was. So marinate on that. And I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I hope to see you grow. I hope to see you inspired. And I would love to see you share this with someone who can also benefit from these words. I hope you're enjoying the Mastery Series. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. And as always, it is a great time to get clocked in. It's Corey.